I don't think I've ever seen a win like this. I mentioned it to Slats earlier on. Chautauqua taking on some of the world's best sprinters in a foreign country, in Hong Kong, missing the kick. I reckon gave them 25 lengths at one start and stormed home out of camera shot, by the way, to win the Hong Kong sprint yesterday at Sha Tin.
I would tend to give the hero to, yes, the horse, but the jockey might need a mention as well.
He just sat on.
Oh, you don't think he did much?
We better find out, eh? Let's get over to Hong Kong and have a chat with Tommy Berry. G'day, Tommy.
Hey, TK. How are you?
Well done, Tommy.
Congratulations, mate.
Yeah, no, thanks. It was a great thrill. Look, the horse did an amazing job. He was a little bit slow out the gates, as you said. He sort of flopped out of the barriers, and I guess that's from previous times riding him a little bit on the quiet side. But the times he sort of ran late, I think he broke 34 for the last 600, so you don't see horses do that very often. And, you know, he's obviously been rated the best sprinter in the world, and today he proved it.
Yeah, when you missed the start, Tommy, were you still confident?
Yeah, I was, because he can do that. He can be a little bit slow away, and he can spot him a few lengths. The only time I was a little bit worried was when I got shunted out on the corner by one inside me that was quite a long shot, but he's an unbelievable horse. He can overcome those little difficulties, and he's got that amazing turn of foot over the last 600 metres. And he overcomes them things that make it seem impossible.
I know a bloke who had something on him, and he was a little bit concerned. And he was,
wouldn't it, Terry?
Think someone's been concerned on him every time I've ridden him, and that's just the way he is. That's the way I ride him, and that's the way he's got to be ridden. You've got to sort of leave him alone a bit early. He's a bit of a loner. He doesn't like to be pushed around, and he's got that devastating turn of foot late. And if you can trust and believe that he's as good as he is, well, he'll show you at the end.
It must be exciting, mate, to have that turn of foot like a Formula One car in a way. You know you've got that pace at the end.
Yeah, it is. He's a very similar horse to another horse I ride, Designs and Rome, but obviously one's a 2,000-metre horse and Chautauqua was a sprinter, but they're both horses that are very similar in attitudes at home. They like to be left alone. They're, as I said, loners, and they don't like to be pushed or annoyed early, and they've got that amazing turn of foot. They can sustain a run a lot longer than other horses can, and he's done that today, and Designs and Rome's done that plenty of times before, so it's great to see your horses do that.
Yeah, you've probably seen the replay now, Tommy, a thousand times, but he wasn't even in camera shot. The cameraman couldn't get the wide enough until about the final 200 metres, and we saw this sort of grey come down the outside with your yellow cap.
Yeah, exactly. So the truth, I haven't seen the replay once yet. As I said to Michael and Wayne Hawks, I think it'd be scarier watching the replay than it would be actually riding him. When you ride him, you've got that confidence in him. You know how good he is. You know what he can do. But watching the race, it's a lot scarier. But, you know, as I said, I've got that much confidence in the horse and his ability. I ride him the way I do, and he seems to go in really well.
Tommy, I don't know whether you were concerned, but I was thinking, watching it, when he'd missed the kick by so far and they went so hard, he didn't appear to be relaxed to me, but did he feel relaxed to you, or did you have to keep him really honest?
Yeah, no, I had to keep him sort of, as I said, like we've really teached him to relax in his last few starts. Sorry, mate, I'm trying to get the taxi to go where we want him. It's just here, mate, on the left here. Yep, just stop here. Thank you. and sort of getting him to do that the last few starts, he sort of jumped out the gates and really flopped out today and didn't show me much speed. And I was a little bit worried about that, but he seemed to pick up the bit quite well from the 600 metres and show that great acceleration that he's always had.
Where to now for you, Tommy, off to the UK?
Well, I hope so. Obviously, the Hawks have to see how he pulls up in the morning. And obviously, I hope to keep the ride. Obviously, Dwayne's still there as well. They could give him the option in the UK. I'm not not going to make up my mind too quick, but I'd obviously hope to have a ride there. And I think he's got to fly out on Tuesday morning if he goes to Ascot, so I guess they've got to make their mind up in the morning. And I spoke to Michael not long ago, and they said he pulled out really well. So, we'll just see how we go.
Well, you look like you ride him round the bend, and Dwayne rides him down the straight quite clearly at Flemington. And, of course, Ascot's a straight, so is there any sort of what sort of betting is there on who's going to get the ride?
Yeah, well, look, to tell you the truth, he's not a very difficult horse to ride. He gets back, he comes down the outside, and he wins well. I haven't ridden down the straight that often. I have ridden down the straight quite often in Hong Kong, but not so much in Melbourne. But, as I said, when you ride a horse like him, he's not too difficult to ride, and, he pretty much does the job. You've just got to steer him.
And, Tommy, Michael and I have got some experience over there in Hong Kong. I think it's about 4:12. Yeah. Is that right?
Well, it is.
A.M.?
Sorry?
I think it's about 4:12 a.m., isn't it, over there in Hong Kong?
Yeah, it's quite early, a couple of hours before you. So, bad time for me to go to bed.
I've got to say, Tommy, if you were talking to TKR at 4:12 Hong Kong time, we would be sounding a little different, though.
Yeah, exactly.
You've held yourself together beautifully, mate.
No, it's been good. It's a great night. To represent Australia on the world stage, and it's something I've obviously come over to Hong Kong and won plenty of Group 1s over here for Hong Kong trainers, but to do it for Team Hawks, and it was very special. Obviously, they support me very well, and to represent Australia was great. So it's been great celebrating it with the Hawks team tonight, and looking forward to getting to bed and having a few hours sleep, so it'll be nice.
Good. Mate, are you coming home or are you going to Japan?
No, going to Japan. I've got Japan for another 5 weeks. I'll finish on the 5th of June. I've got the Derby there the week before I finish, and the Sussy Shore, I think it's called, on my last weekend there. So there's also the Oaks on and one other. It's a mile race. So there's still another 4 Group 1s on in 5 weeks before I come home, and I think my first weekend home will be the Stradbroke. So really looking forward to getting back home, but got a few more weeks in Japan first.
It's busy times for you, Tommy. Well done, mate. Enjoy the win. You deserve it.
No, cheers. Thanks very much, guys.
Well
Thanks
done.
Speak to you.
Get some sleep. Tommy Berry at 4 a.m. over there in Hong Kong. What a good man, and what an incredible race. I mean, that replay.
Unbelievable.
Out of it.
Unbelievable.
Incredible.
It was just a terrific victory, and he did the Aussies proud, no doubt about that. And a decision on Royal Ascot, well, we'll know within the next 24 hours.
Yeah.